Claims of sexual harassment in the California state capitol have prompted an independent investigation and legislative hearings later this month. This morning, the Associated Press reports that the California legislature has already paid out well more than $500,000 in the last 5 years to settle harassment and other claims. All of this comes as the California State Senate is getting ready to choose a new leader. Among those vying for the job is Chino Democratic State Senator Connie Leyva. In her first term in the legislature, Senator Leyva is also vice chair of the Legislative Women's Caucus. Connie Leyva sat down with the California Report's Katie Orr to talk about why this might be a perfect time for a woman to take over the state Senate.
How do you think having a woman in charge of the Senate would change or potentially change the culture?
So I think having a woman in charge of the Senate would change the culture in a huge way. I mean, I'm a woman, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, so I know some of the issues. I've been sexually harassed myself in my career, not here in the Senate, but in my career. And I think that women just bring a different perspective to the table. We bring a different view. We are more than 50% of the population, and I think it's very important that we are not only at the table, but in leadership roles.
What role do you think women leaders in the legislature have played in either preventing harassment or at times not preventing harassment? We know that there have been women in leadership positions when complaints have come up, and it doesn't seem to have changed much.
I can't speak for previous leadership or women in previous leadership roles. I can really only speak for myself. And for me, it's a zero tolerance policy. And as a woman, I don't want to be treated that way. And I would never want to see one of my colleagues or someone on staff treated that way. I have always felt in my lifetime that part of my job is standing up for people. I was in the labor movement before I ran for office, and my job is to fight for people. And I will be fighting for all of these women who have felt harassed and making sure that we can change and make it better for the future.
Do you think some fundamental parts of the Capitol culture need to be changed? For instance, after hours, fundraisers where there's a lot of drinking involved, things of that nature?
I don't know if we will change the after hours events and whatnot. I think that is part of this job and part of what we do. But I think that if we make it very clear here at the Capitol and when we're working here that there is a standard, a code of conduct, I think that then that spills over into the conduct outside the building, as it kind of does now. If we do not have a clear code of conduct and ethics here, and we have a really truly have a zero tolerance policy against sexual harassment, whatever is happening or not happening here spills over outside the building. So if we do a better job here in the building, I think it tightens things up outside the building as well.
Inland Empire State Senator Connie Leyva, Democrat from Chino, speaking with the California Report's Katie Orr.